Neil, we're set.
Cool.
To the audience out there, it'll look like we have our ducks in a row, but unfortunately, we spent about 40 minutes working on getting this all set up. But I appreciate the time today, sir. What I will say is you are the first guest on the KERS Industrial Solutions Wind Division little video series, hangout, podcast, whatever you want to call it. So when we were putting this together and the outline for what we saw in terms of getting the right guests online and in front of us, obviously you're the first person that came to mind. So we do appreciate the time.
Absolutely, man. It's good to be here. It was good to meet you in San Diego and hear you guys' vision for what you're trying to do.
100%, and same to you. San Diego was a good time. Do you want to start there? Do you want to maybe give us your feedback and just background on TCGM? How do you pronounce your last name? Which honestly was the most frequented question that I received when I reached out to some people. And then ultimately, you know, how did you end up where you are today?
Yeah, well, I guess we got a minute, huh? Yeah, that was a long story. But so my name is Neil Gengard. My buddies back at the wind farm used to call me the guardian of the gins. And, you know, I like that, actually. Fit pretty good. So I also had some nicknames called Gin Giver because I could just pretty much like make anything work with whatever we had if we didn't have the right parts or whatever. So I'm a SoCal kid. I grew up in Southern California, a place called Moreno Valley. Shout out to Moreno Valley in Riverside, California. I graduated from Canyon Springs High School and then went into college, graduated from UC Riverside with a degree in business. And, you know, always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I knew I was going to have to work for a big company first to actually, you know, make some money. So, first job out the gate out of college was in wind. Actually, I used to be a server at Chili's before that, you know, while I was going through school, man. So I love that. Shout out to all my Chili heads out there. Chili's was a good business for me to grow on, man. Those old ladies, they love me. You know,
I'd imagine so. The Southern California swag, the degree in business, cool, the entrepreneur, you had everything but the big business to back it up, right? At the time.
Yeah, at the time. So then I moved to my first job was actually in Minnesota at Taconite Ridge Wind Farm, is an old Clipper site. It was a brand new Clipper site at the time. My uncle, I call him Big Steve. He's like 6'7" or something. He's a huge guy, man. Obviously not, he's married into the family because I'm only 6 foot, but, you know, he was like running the project up there and, you know, he had heard that I was applying for renewable energy jobs and this and that. My mom and dad were talking about it. And then he pulled me on and he said, "Hey, let's see what you're all about." I had this education in supply chain. And that's what he needed. So that's how I started my career in wind. Throughout the years, built sites for Clipper from New York to Iowa to Kansas, back to Iowa to Minnesota, you know, and then into Utah. And that's when I became really interested in becoming a technician. I knew all the parts and pieces. I knew how much they cost. I was in charge of getting all components in and out of the site. And had a cool job, man. Had a cool paycheck too. It was good, but I took a huge pay cut, became a technician, and everybody thought I was crazy. And honestly, I probably was crazy because I gave up about, I would say I was making like 130 a year, and I gave it up for like 40. So not many people can say they did that, but I actually reinvested. I saved a lot of money on the road, put it into like homes and stuff, and you know, that was a really good play on my part because that's later how I started TCGM. I was able to, you know, cash that stuff out. So I was a tech in the field for a little over 6 years and then moved my way up to management. And along those ways, I think one of the greatest accomplishments I ever did was be able to take a site self-operations with a relatively, you know, low budget and technicians who really were just like farm boys and just random people, but had good hearts and good spirits. And we turned them into technicians. So I had a crew of about 8 people, including myself and a manager. And then I eventually became the manager, did that for 2 years. But, along the way in 2012, I created TCGM, the Facebook group. And that's a funny story because in 2010, I was working with this commissioner. His name was Mike Sweet. And Mike and I used to drive into work every day together. And we just love music. We love like punk rock. We love all this, you know, different style of music. And we were listening to this band. It was called Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. And Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band is like Boom Chank. If you ever, like, you know, it's like three guys, one on the washboard, one on the guitar, and then another one on like a, you know, like a box. It's not even a drum. And so like, it's pretty hillbilly. And, but we liked it, man. He could barely understand the guy. He would sing. And he's like, you're like, what the heck did he just say? But after a while, you could pick it up. You could understand what he was saying. So, you know, we would work together. And honestly, I was kind of like his tool gopher, right? Because he was real smart with this. And I was just learning at this point. And I would just start making up songs, like making up just random songs. And you're probably wondering, where are you going with this now? Well, I actually wrote down some songs. I like figured out some songs. And I'm like, Mike, I remember we were changing out this slip ring on a clipper. And I was like, Mike, you know, I'm like knee deep in this thing. If you know anything about a clipper, you know, inside it, this is an old clipper. If you know anything about it, there's four gins, right? And I'm like all up in this thing, just, you know, like trying to get it out. And it's a pain in the butt. You got these like Hans connectors and stuff you got to disconnect. And I'm like, turn around, I'm like, Mike, we need the name for the band. He's like, Neil, we don't really even have a band. Like, what do you just make up random songs? And, you know, I laugh at you. And I'm like, no, man, we need a name for the band. I was like, I think we could call it Tower Climbing Grease Monkeys. And he was like, I actually like that. And, you know, it was funny. And, you know, we didn't really like record any music or anything. I think for me, it was just like a concept that I just never wanted to let go of. Well, I used that name to create the group and immediately created branding for it. And that's kind of what you see today is the monkey and then the TCGM logo. But when I created it in 2012, it was a way for me to expand my network. At the time, I worked for General Electric. I had moved on from Clipper. They kind of went under, and I was working for General Electric, and they were swamped at the time. Things were busy. Like, engineers were swamped. Everybody was just working hard. We had some serious faults, and we needed to figure them out, and there were some issues. We had great leads, and we had great techs. But there was just certain things like going on in the hub and in the converter that we weren't figuring out on these 1.5s. And I was like, I'm going to create a group so I can, you know, talk to all my buddies and figure out if they have problems, you know, because the engineering pack cases are getting backed up. And that's really what it started off as. And that's how it got into the group. You know, from the group from 2012, I remember actually recording myself. Music's always been a big part of my life. Like, I remember recording myself. I played the guitar right there, like with all my buddies from the wind farm. And I got this really cool ranch up on the mountain, and we, you know, have fires and just hang out. But there was like probably four or five of my buddies up there, and I'm playing the guitar, and I'm also like recording everything because I just think it's funny. And I remembered listening back to that recording, and I was like, man. And I had a few beers, you know. I was like, man, one day Tower Climbing Grease Monkey is going to have like 1,000 people in it, man. It's going to be great. Look back at it now, there's like 15,500 people in there. And I'm able to actually use that to create an audience and then create a business. And it's been a wild ride. So I actually thought about this thing for years, man. My coworkers, bless their hearts, they would have to listen to my wild ideas for years as we were driving to and from work, all throughout work. But luckily, they believed in it too, man. They were all about it too. The whole idea was to create something by wind technicians for wind technicians to support them and give them, you know, some content that was outside of their, you know, their normal day to day from their business that had to do that, right? Like if you work for a company, they kind of have to support you. But this is something that's like really voluntary and is more organic and is more of a community. So over time, I think I've tried to mold TCGM to be a lifestyle brand. And I don't know if we're quite there yet. You know, I think you think of the biggest lifestyle brands in the U.S. or in the world, you think of like Red Bull or Harley Davidson or Nike. You know, we don't have that one product. Honestly, the one product we do have is our community and the desire to build that up. So that's kind of where we're starting from. Obviously, I make my own branded apparel, things like that. But that's all really secondary to the vision of creating a community of wind technicians and creating a culture. So in 2017, I went to one of those shows that I met you at. I never had ever been to a trade show. I've been in the game for like 10 years. Never been to a trade show once, right? I'm a tech. I'm a manager. I nothing. So I take a wild guess at like, I'm going to hit up this guy from AWEA. He gives me a pass. Shout out to Greg Alvarez. Gives me this pass. And because I couldn't afford it. I'm like, dude, I don't have $1,000 to get in the door. Like, and he's like, oh man, like you could come in as media. You got a big enough following. I was like, who would have thought? I didn't even know that was a thing. So got in there and I started taking my cell phone around everywhere. I'm like t-shirt, tattoos, big beard, walking around. Everybody else was like, you know, button ups, looking all fresh. We're in a nice spot. And I'm like, wow, like I don't not fit in here, you know? I'm like, I don't care. So I got my camera out on my phone. I started shooting live videos. I'm like, check out what these guys got over here. What about these guys over here? Come in the next day. And I remember my friends at Rad Torque, they were like, hey, we got some leads off of that video you shot yesterday. I'm like, yeah, video got like 2,000 views. And they were like, what? I'm like, yeah, man. I was like, that's not uncommon. I do like giveaways. We get, you know, 5,000-6,000 views. And they're just like, what? And I was like, man, I think I got something here. I drove back home. You know, I think I went into work a couple of days or something. And then I'm on my way into work and it's like just dark. And you got to this point where there's like this curve in the road. And you can kind of see the wind farm in the distance, man. And it hit me like a ton of bricks, man. Just my heart started racing. I started like getting all emotional and tearing up and stuff. And I'm in the car with like four other dudes, man. And we're packed in there. Like, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And I just, this thought came to my head and it said, you're not supposed to be here anymore. And it just like, I'm just getting emotional even thinking about it. Cause it was just that real. I was like, wow, man, this thing that I've been thinking about for years is finally here. Right. And then I went in that day. And I talked to my boss. Shout out to Bill Dent. Bill's the greatest boss I've had, man. And Bill's always been accepting and always encouraged me. Never hated on TCGM ever. And when others had. And so I went in and I talked to him. I said, Bill, today's the day. And he was like, I knew this day was going to come, Neil. He's like, are you sure? You know, he's basically looking out for me. Are you sure? Not even thinking about his own needs, right? And I was like, yeah. It's time, you know. So I'll give you 30 days. We'll find my replacement. And you know, me leaving that wind farm was a big loss. It really was, because I was certified in all of the things. I'd been up every one of those towers. I mean, that was like my baby from the beginning. And spent 8 years there. And that was it, man. And then I made a video after that, and I said, hey, look, this is my journey. I quit my job, and everybody's like, what? This dude quit his job? Like, this dude's crazy. But like I said, I had some investments. You know, I actually took a loan out on one of the rental properties I had, and that was able to float me for a while. But I thought I was going to be a recruiter or something, right? But I got in that game, and I just felt real scummy. I was like, oh, man, I don't like this. Like, it's not my thing, right? So one day I was just on a live video after, like, I did these giveaways. And I'm on this live video and I just say, I'm going to go on a tour and I'm going to tour the West Coast. Cause I haven't seen all those wind farms. I want to go see them. And I cut the video off and I thought to myself, how the F are you going to do that, bro? And sure enough, man, I figured it out. I had already had some interest from WD-40. They're really interested in the group because they wanted to launch this new product line. It was called the Specialist line, and they wanted to test it out. We had tested it out at the site, and it actually worked really good. We liked it. It was like the Simple Green Killer. That's what I called it. And when I showed it off to people, that's what I told them. I said, this is a Simple Green Killer. And I'm like, it doesn't smell gross like Simple Green. It cleans better, you know, all of this, like as a cleaner degreaser. And then they had all these other lines, right? And I said, I don't want to go on this tour. What do you guys think about sponsoring me? And we figured it out, dude. And I took that model and I just kept duplicating it. Boom, 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 boom. I think I got like 6 or 7 sponsors in the first go around. All that was a truck, and I wrapped that truck up and the monkey and all the logos, and you know, got one of the biggest names in the game, man, Winergy. They backed me. Chris, shout out to Chris Stevens. Chris was just always a big fan. You know, it's like, man, I see value in this, and you know, they got value from it too, man. And so the whole idea, though, I told them, I said, hey, look, this isn't about selling your stuff. I'm not going to sell it. What this is about is connecting with the community, giving back to them, telling them, you know, they're doing a good job, leaving them with a positive message, you know, giving them some safety tips, you know, taking all that years of experience and what I've seen and giving it to the guys out there. And, you know, that's what it was. And I always told the sponsors that, and that's still how it is today. You know, it's not about selling the products. I'm not a salesman. I don't get commission off of any of that stuff. Those sponsors, they believe in what I'm trying to do. They believe in my vision, and they believe that, you know, they will get some exposure or whatever. But that's kind of where we're at today. Like I said, a long story, but you know, kind of crazy, right?
It's crazy, Neil. And there's a lot of different directions that I want to take this conversation. There's the selfish side of me that wants to talk about the risk, right? You have the DNA of an entrepreneur. I want to know what that thought process is like and what ultimately led you to pulling the trigger and the feelings that came after that and the challenges that came after that. There's also the other side of what is that community looking like today and where do you want to see it go? So why don't we start off with my selfish question? I want to know, you pull the trigger, you take the risk. What was the first roadblock or multiple roadblocks that you hit along the way? And how were you able to mitigate that risk and continue to push forward to build this awesome community?
Yeah. So first roadblock right off the gate was, hey, make sure you're taken care of. You know, I got a kid, she's 5 now. At the time she was, you know, she was young, man. She was 3. Right. And, like she's just the center of my world. Her name is Cambry Rose. And, I was like, I got to be able to take care of my baby. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I made those investments, pulled out some money, you know, was able to float some stuff around for a while. But the first roadblock was really getting that first model out, like that tour thing, you know, how do I do this? And that was really not my objective from the beginning. Like it really wasn't, but that was just served as a way to kind of make money and to bootstrap this thing without having to go into extreme debt. Because my vision was really just to always have this lifestyle brand and build like this community out and then deliver good content that the technicians would read. I was seeing magazines and stuff that I was like, look, man, these magazines, they're missing the mark, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to read these. I read them and I like, you know, go to bed, you know what I mean? And they're all ads. Like even the articles were ads. And I'm like, oh, this ain't me, man. But this is basically my competition, I guess, in a way. So for me, I think it was, how do you stay focused? I think that was the biggest thing was, all right, look, make a plan, stick to it, stay focused. That first win tour, dude, it was like, we hit 46 sites in like a little over 30 days, man. I traveled from Southern California all the way to Washington and then back through Idaho to Utah. And, I did it all in a 2010 Tundra. Still got it today, man. That's the first thing I bought when I got off the road. I love that truck. Anyway, a lot of things that happened was like older generation, the guys running the sites, they didn't know who I was.
Yep.
I would show up literally the funniest thing. Most of the sites we got invites to, right? We just say, hey, we're going to the West Coast. And they say, yeah, come on by, man. Come over here. Give us some information and we're on our way. But one of the sites, it was actually like, hey, you should go visit this site over here from another site. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll go over there. No worries. So I got my buddy Kevin with me, one of my longtime friends. Shout out to Kevin Fraga. He's with me, and we pull up, and it's basically like a cold call, right? Like I'm just walking into this site, and the guy turns to me and he goes, "What the F do you want?" You know, he's having a bad day. I'm like, "Ooh, here we go." He's like, "What are you selling?" I'm like, "I'm not selling anything, man. I'm like one of the most unique things you probably see come through here. Honestly, man, I'm just here to like give your guys some stuff, give you some swag. You know, if you want to see some of the stuff that I got in the truck, I know we weren't invited, like this and that." And he's like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Check out this cool hat that I got." And he pulls out this janky old like pink hat from like a crane company. he was like, "This thing is my prized possession." And I was like, "Kevin, go get him a swag box, man." Like, dude literally would hook up every site with like a tote full of stuff. He drops it on the table, and the dude just like, "What the heck? Like, who are you dudes, man? Like WD-40 to the nines. Like, they got, you know, all kinds of stuff in there. Our swag." I said, you tell us what size your guys are. We'll hook them all up with shirts too." And he was like, "Dude, who are you guys, man?" And before it was over, man, me and that guy hit it off so well. It was great, man. But like, there was stuff like that all along the way. You know, just older generation, not knowing who we were, not knowing what we were trying to do, not knowing that it was positive. But some of the coolest things that would happen is when we'd come into a site, we'd be talking to this, you know, kind of an older dude, and he didn't know who we were, but the text would come through, and they'd be like, "Oh, what?" They were like, "Aren't you that one guy? The tower climbing grease monkey guy, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Oh, I was hoping you guys would come through." I was like, "See, man, I told you." And the boss was like, "Oh, well, all right then, you know." And so it was cool. I mean, that was some of it. I think that some of it too was like just keeping your composure along the way, like when stuff would go wrong. And then just really having faith that like in yourself, you know, and that you could do it, you know. And some of the hardest things though, like it wasn't the money, man. Some of the hardest things was, you know, you have a vision for what you want it to be, but then others see it as something different. So TCGM, the group, the Tower Climbing Grease Monkeys group, and I recently actually just kept the group name Tower Climbing Grease Monkeys, and then my public name is TCGM. And I separated those things a little bit because there's an assumption that group is my business. That group is not my business. That group is for everybody. And there, people say some of the most random stuff in there, nasty stuff. They'll post pictures of, you know, turbines falling apart or whatever. At least it's a private community and not the whole public gets to see it. But some of the things that get said on there, they get associated with me, you know, and me directly. And I think that's some of the challenge. And I have to address that all the time. And I say, "Hey, look, this is a forum. This is a forum where everybody can say whatever they want." You know, that's what it is. And we've had to kind of cut back on saying whatever you want. We've had to make rules because honestly, man, people get nasty on the internet. Man. It was just like,
they really do, man.
We gotta do something about this. Cause I was tired of hearing it. I was tired of seeing it. And I was just like, "Look, man, here's some rules." So I think those are some of the biggest challenges for me.
Can we talk about the group a little bit as well? Do you mind if we pivot and go into there? So obviously we could talk about the challenges within the group, but you got a group of how many, 15,000 now in this private forum?
Yeah, we're about to push 16.
Almost 16,000 guys that are primarily technicians, right? Guys getting their hands dirty in the wind industry. I'm sure that you run into challenges with things that are said, but on the flip side, I guarantee you, and correct me if my assumption's wrong, there's a lot of good going on in there. Can you tell me some wins or just some really cool stories that have come out of that group and the impact that the group itself has been able to make on the wind community?
Yeah, it's really evolved from the beginning. In the beginning, it really got my employer's attention. So I worked for General Electric and we were starting to really, you know, share some things, not proprietary stuff or anything like that, but we were starting to have some real success with it. It was getting passed around and we were helping. People were helping, you know, it was just like a good, great thing. Turns out GE actually has something like that now, that it's just a private thing that they do on their own. So, you know, it's just a necessary thing to create communication. For me, I think it started there. And then it started like, oh man, dudes really like to share their photos. I was like, well, that's pretty darn cool. And then we just piggybacked on that and said, all right, let's do photo contests. And if you want in a photo contest, we'll give you, you know, some free swag. But some of the greatest things that happened from that was actually, you know, people getting jobs from that, people solving their technical issues, you know, guys getting real good feedback as far as like, hey, I've got this problem. How do I fix it? And getting that. And for me, I've had a lot of stories, you know, hey, like private messages. Hey, you know, I got a job from your site and I thank you, you know, and I've gotten a new opportunity, you know, or I already had a job and now I got a new one. There's also the like, just a sense of community where you can really go in there and laugh about something that nobody else would know about. Like, there's certain WinTech jokes, right? I mean, some of the coolest things are, a couple weeks ago I said, you know, you're a WinTech if, and then there was like 600 comments, and it's just the funniest stuff, you know, like, you know, you're a WinTech if your pee goes 300 feet. You know, last thing, you know, you're a WinTech if, you know, just it goes on. And, I think that's something, because we don't have like competitions, like we don't have rodeos, like linemen, we don't have, you know, arborist competitions and stuff like that. We don't have that stuff yet. I mean, I hope to bring that. And if I don't bring it, I hope to just at least be a part of it. So I think the group is really like the start of what culture is outside of your company, knowing that each company has a culture. I think some of the worst things, we got to talk about the worst things, and this is a good plug for, you have to post responsibly. Like, I don't know how many people have gotten fired from posting dumb stuff, like pictures of them on top of the nacelle without their harness on. Like, don't do that, right? But that's kind of just dumb in general, because they posted on their public or their own page first, and then they posted into a group with all these things. You're like, just don't do that, right?
Yeah.
So posting responsibly is really important. If you're going to post a picture of yourself, make sure you just have all your stuff on. I mean, a lot of companies say you can't, or you can, or whatever it is, but just follow your own company's rules and be good about it. The group, we started a mentor program. I could also tell you that. A mentor program is working pretty good.
Please do. I want to hear all about that.
So there's a mentor program set up through Facebook, the Facebook group, and you set up a mentor and a mentee, and that allows people to be connected. We actually make the connections based off of the information that they put in. So I'm Jason from Nevada, and I'm a 2-year tech, but I'm trying to be a manager. You know, we link him up with Austin from Dallas, right? And this guy is actually a site manager, and so like they get to connect, and then they get to help each other. Well, it's usually more one sided, but it helps, and it's like a 5-step process. And you got to go through some questions, getting to know each other. What do you do? How to follow up? We've had some good feedback on that, but it really is up to the individuals to both participate. And when you can do that and really get that locked in, you got some really good value, because, you know, sometimes maybe your boss doesn't want to help you become, you know, him, because he doesn't want to lose his job or something. So it's good to have some of that outside resources. I'd suggest that people do that. There's also a great thing on there that people do, where they ask for recommendations on places to stay. A lot of these guys are traveling and they want to know, you know, what's the best place to stay in Iowa when I'm working on this wind farm.
Not many in Iowa.
Yeah. So, well, you know, if you're Iowa, you can tell them, oh, hey, don't stay at that roadway inn. Like, that thing, man, gave me bed bugs, but like, you could go stay down the street at the Holiday Inn. That one's good. They take care of you. Plus, they got some good pancakes in the morning. You know, like little stuff like that really helps dudes out, so they don't have to make bad moves, right? And I think that's really cool. For me too, I think one of the biggest things is like just talking about products and reviews and stuff like that. I think that's good. Tools are on there. Also just safety topics. I'd like to see more of that. I really want to create something that allows people to anonymously like talk about near misses and incidences. We're in the works on that one actually right now, so I don't think that one's too far away. But talk about added value, right? I mean, to be able to anonymously tell your story, I think that's a huge thing. And for us to all learn about it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, man. We do lose people in this industry. People get seriously injured. There was just a guy this week that got seriously injured, or last Saturday. You know, I donated to his GoFundMe account. And that's one of the things we do, too, is we really share those GoFundMe accounts for these guys. I hope to one day standardize that stuff and just create a foundation for technicians so that we can just have money already set aside to just help those guys out. Because, you know, this is a great job, but it's not like you're making a ton of money. So when something really tragic like that happens, you're in a bad spot. So yeah, kind of long-winded, but that's a group.
It's powerful.
In a nutshell.
It's powerful.
Oh, and one other thing with the group, just so everybody knows, if you are the guy who's just a troll, or what I like to call, or some guys are seagulls, they come in, drop a bomb, and then they leave, right? It's just like this crazy stuff. If you're one of those guys, there is a history and there is a search function within the group. And I have heard from multiple OEM, multiple owners, they'll go into the group, you know, and they'll search that person's name and see what comes up. So if you're an it'll show. Okay. So I'm just telling people that's what's happening. And if you don't know that already, you know, you better go delete some of the dumb stuff you said, because if you're looking for a new job, or it could work for your advantage, right?
Sure.
I've heard that as well. I've heard, you know, good stuff like, oh man, this guy really like contributes to this community, you know? So
sure.
if you're posting up good stuff, good for you. I think you can basically add that to your resume, right?
Absolutely. No, this is good stuff. And I love to hear about the community, the forum, the good that comes out of it, the GoFundMes, the mentorship. Obviously, you've got your swag, which I'm hoping maybe offline, off the record, I can pick up a few of that off the website. Shout out to the tcgm.us website. It's nice to put together. But I'd like to talk a little bit more about the vision. You've talked about rolling out a charity. I think that's incredible. Is there anything else that's in the works that you're willing to share with us, or things that aren't confidential quite yet, or not quite yet patented or trademarked, however you want to say?
You know what, man? I've always been kind of an open book. And I think some of my ideas that I've just outwardly spoken have come to fruition through somebody else. And that's okay with me, man. Like, I just want this industry to get better. But I think for me, you know, I want to continue to build this community up. And in order to do so, we have to really give back. Right now, I'm a startup, right? So like, I'm financially strapped to a point where like, I have a budget for what I can give back. And right now, like on the tours, I can give back, you know, free shirts. I can, give my time. I can go to the podcast and I can talk about, you know, the different subjects and give it back in that way. I can help future technicians, talk to them at trade schools, things like that. But for me, I've always had this vision of being able to create this community in a way that it was bigger than me right now, because it seems like it's kind of all centered around, you know, what I can do with it. So this year we're actually rolling out a brand ambassador program. And so we're going to get other people that we can actually sponsor. So TCGN's brought on sponsors from, you know, everybody that we work with, but we're actually going to push out stuff and we're going to hook people up with just everything we can. And then everything we can from the sponsors, and we're going to have that feed in. you know, it might seem like I like to be the center of attention, but I really don't actually. It would be a lot better if I could just kind of be the coach on the sidelines, right, and let other people be the players. So I think that's one of the ways that's what you're going to see this year in 2019. We've already selected some individuals. Like, just so you know, man, I'm watching you. I'm not necessarily hitting you up, right? But I'm watching what you post. If you're a I'm not going to have you represent my brand, right?
Yep.
But if you're a good person, you're a good dude, you like to do your job, and I'm watching, I got them picked out already. And though some of them already know who they are. And, you know, I say we're probably going to get about five of those, probably two or three here in the U.S., one in Canada, and then a couple overseas, awesome. Probably in Europe. So that's coming out. The next thing I think is going to come out is really a nonprofit. I've been warned that creating a nonprofit is a lot of work. And right now I already got a lot of work. So I have to do that at the right time because I don't want to, so to speak. But yeah, to be able to create something like a nonprofit where we can put on events, whether it's competitions or, you know, just having some money to be able to give to people who have fallen on the job, that kind of stuff. I think that's really important. Something where it's just like completely selfless, like where TCGM doesn't really benefit at all. It's all about them, you know, and we've flirted with the idea of like calling it TCGM Gives or not even putting our name on it at all, just knowing that it was created through TCGM and partners and stuff. So I think that's coming up. For sure. And then I've got big plans. Like, you know, I do these tours, right?
Yeah. Which is sweet, by the way. And we're going to try and link in the show notes and then the blog, you know, with your upcoming Midwest tour, anything else that you got going on so people can really easily find you.
So right now I have a truck and a 16 foot trailer, 16 by 8 trailer. And I go to sites and I show them all this cool stuff. Well, I think I don't really want to stop the tours until I get to a point where I got like a Mack truck and like a 53 foot trailer. And I got like a basically like a mobile store with all the TCGM swag. And then like imagine like different segments for all of the sponsors and have it so where it opens up, you know, we're talking like Transformer style and, you know, and people get to like go walk through there and go see it all. Basically, the idea was, hey, we're going to create a traveling trade show for all the techs and all the people that don't ever get to go to them. And we'll pick out the best stuff to show off. And I think that's where I stop with it, with the tour stuff, you know. And then I don't know if I'll always be on the tours or not. I think in the long vision of my future, I really want to create a research and training facility, and I'd love to create it here in Southern Utah so I could actually be here. And I love this place where I live. We have a cool little resource. I don't know if the community will accept it, but we have a wind resource within a 30-mile radius. That's really good. Obviously we have a wind farm here as well, so
yeah.
Just one single turbine, much like Mesa Lands Community College. Shout out to Andy Swap over there.
Shout out Andy.
Yeah, I love Andy, man. Andy's great. And he's got a cool facility over there in Tucumcari. And what I would like to do is similar to that, but, you know, just in our own little TCGM way, right?
Yeah.
yeah. So I think that would be like a cool job for me to like, you know, have on a day-to-day, a good place to go, and then still keeping all the rest of the stuff going, the brand, the swag, create new products and things like that. For me, I don't have a lack of ideas. I just have a lack of time to be able to go to all of them. So if you ask any of the guys I work with, man, I always was envisioning things that could allow us to do our job better. And, you know, one of the things I hated to do was I hated to, like, get into the hub, and I had to clean out all that grease on the bearings. And I'm like, it's just tedious. And, like, every bolt, you know, you had to go around it, and we were using like spatulas and weird stuff just to get it off. I was like, man, we need to create a grease vacuum, you know? oh, we need to create a spray bottle that doesn't ever break. And it's like, I always had ideas like that. So hopefully, you know, there'll be a time where, you know, money is good enough to where we can create stuff like that just because of the perspective that we have, and hopefully bring on great people that have spent time in the industry and be able to pay them well and live in a place that that they enjoy, you know. A lot of people don't know the beauty here in Southern Utah, and I try to keep it a wrap. But for those that I really want to be around me, I do invite them out here.
So let's talk about, I like to move into the rapid fire round, right? Rapid fire questions, just to wrap it up on time, not to take up too much of your time. The first question, and if are you okay with maybe 10 rapid fire questions right off the cusp?
Yeah, man, that's new to me, rapid fire.
Yeah, let's do it. And by the way, for people listening, I did not send you over any questions. So this is all off the cusp, off the dome, and you're gonna answer them as quickly as possible. First one, all right. I sort of know the answer, but you're talking about finding the right people. Are you currently hiring? And if so, where can people find a link to get in touch with you?
Yeah, we're currently hiring for a guy to come out on the Midwest tour with me. So I got a guy in mind. I think he's going to be the one.
Good.
So yeah, we got a job application open on Facebook right now.
Cool. You talked about Clipper. You talked about GE. What is your favorite turbine to work on?
I got to go. Oh man. Favorite turbine, man. That's hard. That's a hard one. I actually like the Clipper. That was good, man. It was a good thing, but I spent way more time on the GE. And so I got to know that one like really well. But, you know, going out, I can't say I've worked on them, but I got to say I did climb one of those Goldwind towers out in Texas. Shout out to those guys. That thing looked awesome and super easy.
Is that direct drive?
Direct drive, man. Oh, I was like, nice. This is so cool. And then you just get in the hub by like opening up a gate, and then you go walk through the gin and you're in the hub. So I think if I wanted to try to, you know, work on one like day in and day out, it might be one of those because it seemed cool. There was like a max of like 25 or 30 gallons of oil in them things. So, but I haven't seen all of them yet. That's kind of like my bucket list stuff. I really want to get to offshore. I want to see some of those. So I'm limited in that, but, out of the ones I worked on, I'll say Clipper. It had a cool lift.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I free climbed a few months ago for the first time, and, no power climb or the, climb assist, any of that. I know they've got those 3S lifts nowadays and other lifts that take you up. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I tried one of those out in Cali, man. It was pretty cool.
My forearms have never been more sore. It felt like I was squeezing those, you know, in the 6th, 7th, 8th grade, how you thought having big forearms, you'd be the coolest kid on the block, right? Squeezing those forearm machine workout devices. I felt like I had done that for about 12 hours straight when I got down tower. So,
now well, good on you, man. I just recently read an article, actually, about a guy who's a news reporter for the New York Times, and he was like describing how brutal it was, and I'm like, whatever.
Well, I'm just soft, man. That's why I'm not up tower.
They did it.
It's fun, and I have a ton of respect for guys who do it day in and day out. It's a tough job. Speaking of tough jobs, what was the most difficult job that you had to do up tower or down tower? Was it cleaning the grease off the bearings in the hub, or was it?
I'd say a hardest job or like job that was probably, I come back to this one. We had the gearbox change out on a Clipper, and the gearbox had just failed and we needed to take it out. And it was like right before summer, and we had popped the top off of this thing, and we have flying ants in Milford, Utah. And me and my buddy, Jamie Cleaver, shout out to Jamie Cleaver. We're up there, man. And we're up there with I think we were with Barnhart guys, and we get it all locked and loaded, pop this top off. And I'm not kidding you, man. Like the flying ants just come like, boom, 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 boom. Like man, like everywhere. And like we got hoodies on and stuff, and we're like trying to put them on. And dude, I'm on the radio like, y'all need to get us some like bug spray or something, man. And my buddy Sean, he's like running the show. He's like, those things don't bite. And I'm like, like, we're all up here getting bit, man. And so we're getting all bit up. And then we finally get the gearbox out, we pop it out. That was a memorable moment. I don't know if it was the hardest one. Just those really tight spaces. Those are tough. I mean, you know, like I love the ass kicker troubleshooting stuff that like, you're just like, oh, what is this? Dang. And somebody else had their hand in here before me and now I got to figure it out. That kind of thing.
Yep.
I really like those, man. And you remember those. Because at the end, you get to tell all your friends at the site, like, hey, this is what happened. And let me tell you exactly what happened. And then we all learn from it. So those things come to my mind.
So the toughest job is anytime you get attacked by a swarm of killer ants.
Yeah, while you're already up 300 feet and you can't escape, you know, you're just in a small little area.
All right, you talked about music. Is the band still something that exists? And if not, who is your favorite band?
Yeah, so the band is not in existence.
When's
you know,
the comeback tour then?
Right, yeah. So like I just basically need to find people that can play music and that are in the local area. I tried so hard. The guys at my site, there was like one guy that could play a little bit of music and he lived like 45 minutes away, so we never really got together. So that's a wish. I would love that, dude. I would love that. Cause I have an idea that we could have events, you know, for localized events for Wintex and be able to do some stuff. And I would love to like, you know, at least play one song. I think that would be cool. My favorite band. Oh man. Favorite band. Kind of tough. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can tell you my favorite song to listen to on the way I climb the tower and what I like to sing along to. It's actually Godsmack. And it's just like, I'm not the one who's so far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I love that. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that'll get like you fired up to go climb.
I love that song. So I don't know. I just give you favorite song. Favorite band's hard.
Honestly, I couldn't pin one down right now either. So Godsmack to go climb. You will have a reincarnation of the TCGM band. I'm going to be on the lookout for the first album or EP. And I'm sure we could plug that on the Curz website as well.
That's cool.
This is a little bit of a tangent here, but are you a sports fan at all?
Yeah, man, I actually do. I like the sports. I can tell you my team. So I like the Angels. And I also like the Cardinals. My family's from the Midwest, grew up in St. Louis. So I follow baseball here and there. My dad's a Dodger fan. I don't know.
Oh, that poor guy.
He's been in L.A. for long enough. I guess he finally converted. But I never was. And then sports teams and football. I like the Broncos. You know, Denver's not too far away. And Utah doesn't have a sports team. And you know, but I don't know, man. The Raiders are coming to Vegas, so I think that's really cool, man. I kind of always liked the Raiders.
Yeah,
so.
Man. You're yeah, talking so, to a Raiders fan right now. I'm actually from Anaheim, right there by Riverside.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Born and bred Raiders fan. I'm excited for them to move to Vegas. That'll be a good time.
That stadium's getting built up, man. It's good to go. As far as that, I don't know. I played soccer from like 5 to like 17.
Okay.
And I'll follow like the major games and stuff like that. But other than that, I'm actually starting to get into gymnastics. Not me physically, but my kid. She is like a little gymnast, man. 5 years old, and she's killing it out there. She already won an award and everything, man. So like I know the rules to collegiate gymnastics and regular like competition gymnastics. So you never know what you're gonna get into.
Maybe the next swag is going to be a balance beam, right, with the TCGM logo on it. Who knows?
I doubt it, but you know what? It's my little girl. She knows the Grease Monkeys. She knows how to talk about it. Some of you guys have seen her on some of the little videos I do. I try to keep her mostly private, but here and there, she just wants to be a part of it, so it's all good.
Awesome. Last question, if you have an answer here, are you watching the Masters or the Final Four at all? NCAA basketball? No?
I'm not really a huge, like, I don't watch basketball very much. I did watch the Lakers, you know, when I was living in California, and I was a fan. My grandpa, since he passed away, he was a Bulls fan. He was from Chicago, and I'd watch that with them. But I don't know. I just kind of fell off basketball. And, you know, I don't I don't golf at all either. So, I mean, I've been to golf tournaments and stuff like that, but I suck. I just film people and do funny stuff. So, I don't know. I probably have to get into that. I think that's where all these like CEOs and stuff are. I probably need to go rub elbows with those dudes.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you have to, but, you know, in my perspective, there's a big disconnect between the guys at the top of the chain and the guys in the field, and I think you're starting to bridge that gap and bring guys together at the community level, on the site level. So it's really cool what you're doing, Neil. We're going to have to wrap things up here, but I just want to give you 2 minutes, plug your stuff. Where can people find you? How can techs that are listening to this right now get involved with the community, get involved with the brands? And so forth.
Yeah, I mean, first thing off, I mean, you can go to tcgm.us. That's real spot. You can go in there. You can send us a photo. You can send us anything. Just reach out to us. Say what's up. Tell us where you're at, where you're from. Give us a photo of who you are or whatever, or send us whatever you want. You can find us on Facebook. Just Google TCGM or whatever. And the private group, just same thing. You could type in TCGM in your Facebook bar. You also follow me on Snapchat. I'm the TC Grease Monkey. That's a real good one to follow me at because you can actually see my location while I'm out on the tours. You know where I'm at, where I'm going, things like that. Instagram's Tower Climbing Grease Monkeys. And then on Twitter, I'm not very active on there, but it's I think it's TCGM Win. So other than that, I mean, we got a store that's linked to the TCGM website. That's just store.tcgm.us. You get your latest swag. We got some of the coolest stuff out there, in my opinion, and more stuff to go. So, and then if you ever want any custom gear for your site, you just hit us up, and we'll design, and we'll also print and get it out to you. So, yep.
I love it. So people can find you on the website. I have to say Instagram. You've got one of the coolest Instagrams out there that I've ever seen. I don't know if you're staging these photos. To me, half of them look fake. It's so beautiful, the different photos that you're able to capture and also source onto that account. So I definitely encourage people to check that out. Facebook is awesome. The website is nicely put together. The store is awesome. I'm certainly going to be buying some swag myself, and I hope that a lot of other people do that and also find a way to connect with you in the community.
Yeah, most important thing about Instagram, man, is I share photos from the field, from guys' perspectives, you know, and I always shout them out. I don't ever like try to steal anybody's stuff. I want them to be recognized. That's what it's all about. So that's how I do that. And you know, we got our own photos too, but we usually share those on like the website or whatever. So
sure,
yeah, it's just our way to give back to the community.
Neil, you're definitely doing that. It's incredible the growth that we've seen in the last 6 to 8 months, even with the brand. Seeing you at AWEA was incredible. And honestly, I'm so hyper optimistic about the direction that you're taking this company. If you need anything, reach out to us. If there's anybody else out there that knows a way that they can help you out, I encourage them to get in touch with you. You're doing the Lord's work and wins, man. It's really cool. And so good luck with the journey. And I'll be watching closely.
Thanks, man. We're going to come out and see you guys. I know that. That's going to happen.
Awesome. So, let's make it happen, Neil. I appreciate it, sir. Right. Thanks for the time. And we'll connect soon.
All right. Later, man.
See you.